When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please remain standing for the Epiphany Proclamation.
Dear brothers and sisters, that as we have rejoiced at the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, so by leave of God's mercy, we announce to you also the joy of his resurrection, who is our Savior. On the fifth day of March will fall Ash Wednesday, and the beginning of the fast of the most sacred Lenten sacrifice. On the 20th day of April, you will celebrate with joy Easter Day, the Paschal Feast of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the first day of June will be the Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the eighth day of June, the Feast of Pentecost. On the 22nd day of June, the Feast of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. On the 30th day of November, the first Sunday of the Advent of the Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
This past week, Father's Day night, had a distinct joy to join our youth group on a mission trip to Pittsburgh. We got to go and join a parish in downtown Pittsburgh, which is on fire for the Lord. It was incredible what they have going on there. They have a clothing and food shelter for the homeless. They serve day in, day out. They have a couple other ministries, and topping it off, they have a cafe that hires people with intellectual disabilities to serve there and earn a fair wage. The parish is just so zealous to serve Jesus Christ in the poor. And there's so many encounters with the Lord throughout the week. The opportunity to serve the homeless, so just lowly and so good. Some just kind people, they're just very grateful every interaction we had with them. So just wonderful interactions with our teens. They're just so zealous, so excited to get out there, and they'd learn how to pray and just, okay, we're gonna serve and be on mission day in, day out, get a little uncomfortable. And they're so good and just so pumped for this chance. In particular, grace just to be with a few missionaries there as well. The parish had a wonderful program, a house for men and a house for women. If people want to just make a year commitment of, we're going to be zealous in serving the homeless at this parish, about five or six young women and five or six young men, just full-time would give themselves in serving the homeless there. And just a brief interaction. Father Zane mentioned a book he was reading, and one of the missionaries, just a few sentences. It was so clear that they had encountered Jesus Christ and wanted to give their whole life back to him, concretely, by serving Jesus when he was hungry, lonely, poor, in the homeless. That the light of Christ had shone in Pittsburgh, and because of that, missionaries wanted to give their hearts to him. Because of that, this parish was on fire. Because of that, the homeless were encountering Christ day in and day out. But the light of Christ had shone in Fort Wayne, so much so that we packed up a few minivans and wanted to drive about a couple dozen deans and chaperones out to go and serve for 5 days. But the light of Christ shone in Bethlehem that brought these random wise men from the East who weren't Jews, who weren't anything close to their faith, but wanted to come and bring gifts for this random king they wanted to serve. But the light of Christ is not a proclamation that we have rules you need to follow. That the light of Jesus Christ is the light that orders our entire lives and is the light that brings meaning, purpose, joy into our lives. When that light shines, we want to go and follow it. That happened in Pittsburgh, Bethlehem, Fort Wayne, and it was such a joy just to see how that happened. But following Jesus is not vague. Following Jesus is incredibly concrete. For the teens, it meant getting up and driving 5 hours away. Those in Pittsburgh, it meant, okay, Lord, this year, I want to give my life to serving the homeless specifically. And for the wise men in Bethlehem, it meant collecting their treasures and then going west until they found the newborn king. And when they did find him, it didn't look like a king necessarily. It looked like a baby in a manger who was truly God, but it looked so normal at the same time. When the teens encountered Jesus, it looked so normal. They were truly encountering Jesus Christ in the poor, but it seemed mundane. For us, our encounter with Jesus Christ is true. It's real, but it can seem normal. And that's good. Because Jesus Christ comes into time and he comes into space 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. But he also comes into time and space today, every day. What that looks like for us to give our hearts to him? 2 things. Our space and our time. First, let's look at our time. I think 4 areas we need to give our time to. The day, the week, the month, and the season. The piece of counsel I give more than any other in the confessional is a quote from our beloved Father Brian Eisenbarger, who says, yeah, following Jesus means praying every day, worshiping God at Mass every Sunday, going to confession every month or 2 or 3, and partying a lot, as Father Brian would say. But following Jesus is not complicated, but it is concrete. If we want to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, if we don't have these things in place, we don't have a relationship with him. It's not complicated, but it is very concrete. First, giving the Lord our time every day means setting aside about 15 minutes of prayer every day. And I cannot encourage enough, every morning. Because let's be honest, if we say the evening, the nighttime, we get busy, we get tired, crises happen. But if we put the Lord first, if we put him literally first in our day, 15 minutes, however you pray best, Bible, rosary, whatever. We put him first in our day. The rest of our day, we'll find ourselves praying on accident. We'll find ourselves not that tempted to anger, maybe a little bit less. We'll find ourselves just, okay, Lord, this day is for you. I want to be with you today. We give God time every day, starting off with the morning. And we give time to God every week, Sunday. You guys are doing it right now. Wonderful. We give God our week in Sunday worship, but also in Sunday rest, consecrating this day of the week as, Lord, this is especially yours. Then every month, Father Dan has urged the men of the parish to give once a month an hour to our Lord in the oratory. Once a month, we should be doing something just special for the Lord. An hour in the oratory is a wonderful thing. I can't think of much of a better one. If there's something else, we need to be doing something once a month like, all right, God, this time of the month, this day, get specific. This time is yours. And then once a season, confession, spring, summer, fall, winter. Father Dan recommends 6 weeks as a good healthy amount. Once a season is a good minimum amount of time to go to confession. The church says the absolute minimum would be once a year, but a good healthy amount is 6 to 12 weeks, 6 weeks to once a season, right there. Our spiritual exercise for this week is to open our calendars and to mark it with the time you're giving to the Lord. Once every day, once every week, once every month, and once every season to 6 weeks. If we do that, we are putting the Lord first. We are ordering our lives to God, saying, God, you get everything first. The wise men didn't come to the Lord and like, what do I have to give? I got nothing, 20 bucks, I don't know. They ordered their hearts, their lives, like we're gonna make sure we have a gift to give him. We do that now, which is why we heard the proclamation saying, on this day, this is the day we are giving to God on Ash Wednesday, the Feast of Corpus Christi, the Feast of the Ascension. We need to know these dates because these are the days we consecrate and give to the Lord. We're planning them out ahead of time this week. And once we finish that spiritual exercise, we can cap it by consecrating our space. After marking our calendars with time, we mark our homes with, you guessed it, chalk. You'll see in the gathering space, we're giving out blessed chalk for all the homes with a traditional blessing marked with a year, 2025, and then the initials of the three wise men, Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar, obviously. This is the marking of our time and the marking of our space, because following Jesus is concrete. Once the light of the world has shone, he orders our entire lives. That, yes, Lord, I give you my time. Yes, Lord, I give you my space, my home. Because that is what has to happen for us to give him our hearts. Lord, have our time, have our space. Because by doing that, we give him truthfully.